Okay, so once again, we are continuing today with the halachas that we started last week. Halachas of Beis Knesset, we're in Siman Kuf Nun, Dalet, page 61. So we're talking about that you shouldn't build the shul has to be in the highest point in the city. So we discussed about whether we could do that today because of the Ramasas, because of, fortunately, we don't have a say in what's going on. Mr. Cohn brought up a point which the Mishnah Berurah discusses, and that is, if we want to do this, then we make the shul low and then make a tall point just on one side, like a steeple, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says you can't do that. That since it's unusable area, it will not be able to count towards the Cheshbon. Okay, but it was a nice try. So that brings us to Dalet. Habona keneged cholon beis haknesses. If someone's building next to the window of a shul, so those who were in the Gemara last year know that there is such a thing that if you're building next door to someone else, the whole idea of hasagria and other things, that you cannot build up against somebody's existing property. You have to go four amos back to give them space in between. So let's say somebody is. I'll give you a weird example. Like the building next door, over here. Right? That's what they did, right? They built, and they built against, there was windows in the shul, you could tell them the basement is in the back. So the halacha is, not that they asked, ein mafsik lo harchaka dal amas. So four amas is not enough for them to move back. As I said, they didn't ask. Which is normally between two private properties, that would be the distance between the two properties. The fee should sarach or golo, because the shul needs a lot of light. Again, we're a little jaundiced with this, you know, turn on the lights, everything. But when they didn't have light, so, you know, you needed most of the time sunlight, and so you need big windows. Even go to old shuls, you still see they have big windows. I remember the MTJ, Moshe's Yeshiva. So big windows in the basement, really big windows. So it's not enough for amos. The person who's next door to us would have to move further back than four amos. So now the obvious question is, how much? The Muhammad doesn't say. So the Mishnah Berurah goes through a whole discussion about it. And he says it seems that eight amos would be enough. Eight amos would definitely be enough. So somebody go tell these people on both sides of us. Hey, very interesting halacha. Ein poskim pesach beis haknesses ela keneged, next page. Ela keneged had such mispalim bo but also hot ear. When you have a door that comes into the shul, it has to be the door is in the direction of the side. We'll see what this means. That you daven towards in that city. What does that mean? She mispalim l'marav. If they would be davening facing west, no, we don't. We all know it, but let's say. Yiftechuhu b'mizra. So they should have the door on the east. Kadeshi yishtachavu mi'apesach k'neged ha'aron. So that when they walk in the door, and you know you're supposed to bow when you walk in the door. So that way you're bowing the direction of the aron. So I'll give another example. Here, right? So we daven and let's look at the Ramah. The Ramah. So again, so the idea is we face east. So where are you going to put the door to walk into a shul? On the west. So when you walk in on the west side, you walk in, you're facing the Aron. You bow towards the Aron, right? Shuba Raksham is Palam Nekdo. The Ramah says, famous Ramah, the Osim Bima Be'emsa. We put the Bima in the middle of the shul. Beis HaKnesses. So that when the Baal Korah lanes, he lanes from there, v'yishmu kulam, and so everybody be able to hear, because he's in the middle, so everybody could hear the Baal Korah lane, so you'll hear every word of laning. And when the Chazan davens, or anyone you're facing towards the Kodesh, towards the Aron, v'seidar yeshiva kachi. And the way the shul should be laid out is as follows. Hazakenim, Yoshrim, Peneim, Kalapei, Aam. The old guys face everyone, right? The old guys. V'shar ha'am kulam yoshvim shuros p'neim kolapei hakodesh v'pnei hazakenim. And everybody else is rows and rows. Sounds familiar? And they face the old guys, or guy. Now, in like you go to old shuls, they have that. Mizrach Vant, as they call it. And they have a row, they have a whole row, right? They have the Rav near the Aron, and then they have a whole row, and they're facing the other way. You know, the older people, you know, I don't know how they decide who sits there. That's the protocol. And the Mishnah Berurah talks about the whole thing that on the a very interesting idea on the bima, we don't have it yet, that there's stairs, or there could be a stair going up to the bima, right? Because that's why you get an aliyah, right? That's why they call an aliyah, because usually you went up on the bima, you went up, right? It's not just a spiritual high, which is also true, but you went up. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Zohar that there should not be more than 6 steps going up the bima. Now again, for us, you know, 6 steps, you know, that's like Mount Everest. But you know, like again, if you ever seen the old shuls, you know, especially the German shul or whatever, you know, they, you know, when you went up on the bima, it was, you know. So again, this would be an issue. And the Mishnah Berurah also brings down an interesting thing, and that is the Mishnah Berurah says in his day, people used to buy spots. They used to buy a makom kavua, and that was your place. The Mishnah Berurah talks about having seats where. If you had the shul laid out in a certain way, we're dealing with this to maximize the seating arrangement. But you can imagine if you had seats around the bima, so you might have people who are with their backs towards the aron, potentially. So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have such a thing. And of course, the Mishnah Berurah the Ber Halacha. The Emsa Basic Nessus, and the Ber Halacha talks about the Bima being in the middle, brings down that the Rambam says the Bima should be in the middle, and the name of the Torah also, that's a Minah Kodesh, that the Bima should be in the middle, and he says it's based upon a Gemara and Sukkah, Nun Hayam a base, and then the Chofetz Chaim goes to town. He goes to town, again, remember the historical context, that the Chofetz Chaim says that that there's be'ezem akomas poros min ha'kadmom zeh v'chibu asos abim asomach la'aron ha'kodesh, that they people made a change in those days and put the bima near the aron, not in the middle, in the front. And the Chofetz Chaim says we all know why they do that. Mibnei shiratzu leilech b'darkei ha'akum, because they want to go like the goyim do, right? They have their altar up in front. So, and also it's more like a show, right? if it's up in front. So, you can imagine the Chofetz Chaim goes to town on that. Baruch Hashem, that's going to historical garbage heap where it belongs. Okay, let's just start Kufnun Aleph very quickly, at least part of it. Batek Nisius, Batek Medrash, Ainu Ahegim Baham Kalos Rosh, in a shul or in a base medrash, you're not supposed to be frivolous. And this may be the most important halacha we learn in this set. Like joking around, idle chatter. You're not allowed to eat or drink in a shul or in a base medrash. You can't make yourself up. You can't go for a shpatzir in them. You know, sometimes shuls are nice places to walk around. You just walk around, go for a tour, whatever. And you shouldn't take refuge there. It's raining, so and you don't have an umbrella, or it's hot. Shul has nice air conditioning sometimes, so you can't run in there till the rain passes. And out of pressure, out of a pressure situation, we allow the Talmid Chachamim and their students to eat or drink in a shul, in a base medrash. Okay, so obviously this is extremely important stuff. Now, I just want to mention before, I don't know if we should end up in this. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Aleph, the reason why you have to be careful about a shul is because, as we all know, they're called a Migdash Me'at. Ve'ilahem the Migdash Me'at, a base medrash or base knesset is a miniature base HaMigdash. And he also brings down, and by the Migdash, he says, Ves Migdashi Tirau. So you have to be serious when you come to a shul. And then he brings down the name of the smack that Shabbat Avon Kalos Rosh Beis HaKnesses Nahakin Lebeis Oveg Galulim Chas V'Shalom. That because of Kalos Rosh, shuls are changed into houses of worship for other religions. And unfortunately, you see that a lot in Los Angeles. I remember when I was in high school in 12th grade, so there was somebody who was doing a doctorate dissertation, and he took us all around the old neighborhoods in East LA and West Adams and Boyle Heights, and you go around and you see a church, and then he pointed to the, I'll never forget this, I can't tell you how many, and he pointed to the cornerstone. You look at the cornerstone was in Hebrew, you know, Evanapino Shobedeis Knesses this, and then you went along the side, and they're all stained glass windows with Jewish themes. You know, the side you wouldn't see, right? So the church never got around to it, you know, to change it. But, you know, there's one on Fairfax and Whitworth, a big church now that was a shul, the shul. So it's a very sobering thing what happens to a shul if people don't take the shul seriously. Hashem takes it away. Okay, we'll continue this bleeding out of tomorrow.